You're not a victim. It's your story. Oh, he grew up with nothing like me, and he did it.
This is The Playbook.
You almost are at advantage. I was with Matt Higgins. He's the head of RSC Ventures, chairman of the Dolphins yesterday. And he has a GED. And he went in to talk to the kids yesterday, and they're like, oh, Richie Rich, you know, owns a helicopter, blah, 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 right? And he just shocked them and said, nope, I was like you. It took me 3 years. I got my GED. I dropped out. All of a sudden, he earned respect. All these things, you're not a victim if you don't have two parents. You're not a victim if you don't have any money. You're not a victim if you have one leg or you're not a victim. It's your story. And the coolest thing about the story, when you have challenges and you're able to persevere over those challenges, you get extra respect. Extra respect. Oh, he grew up with nothing like me, and he did it. You are able, when you break through, to start bragging about, I didn't have any parents. I was abused as a child at 9. Right? I say things publicly so that people that are like me are inspired and say, that didn't hold him back. He's not a victim. What am I doing here? So whether you have one parent, two parents, I know people with two parents and they're better off with no parents. So you got to find somebody that inspires you and can help you and is willing to.
What about that kid that grows up with everything? That's even a bigger challenge, man. It's like now everybody expects you to be successful, and yet you still have the same challenges. You still got to go to school. You still got to learn your shit. You still got to compete, right? But you don't. You're not forced. And you know who's gonna fly faster? The kid that's pushed off the cliff, or the one that just has to look off the cliff? That's how an eagle learns to fly, man. You know, imagine being an eagle. This is true.
Yeah.
Eagle learns to fly. Why? Baby eagle sits there in warm mommy's belly, you know, sucking off of her, feeding her. Like, that's how it's fed. It just sits there in the nest. And then imagine, one day, the eagle just grabs the baby eagle instinctually when she knows it's strong enough and throws it out of the nest. And watch. Like, imagine how quickly you learn to fly. And then what does it do? Swoops, if it's not picking it up, it swoops and catches it, puts it back in, and then what happens? Throws it back again. How long would it take the eagle to learn to fly if that mommy just kept feeding it every single day?